right now on VFN TV. We have so many encouraging prophetic words that are going to inspire you. One of the words is going to come from Kenneth Copeland of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. You're going to be so encouraged what God has in store. Listen, God has always good plans in store for His folks. And if you're not His folks, you can become His folks. We'll talk about that as well. Also, Maldonado, we're going to hear from Apostle Maldonado talking about 19 specific prophetic words right around there for this year and those beginning. It's very exciting. It's so encouraging. Listen, raise your head up. Our God is doing great and mighty things right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
A 2019 prophecy about things taking place is so encouraging to be able to hear. We're going to hear from Kenneth Copeland. Kenneth Copeland Ministries, as he's sharing a very specific, encouraging words. And the biggest thing that kind of stands out, you know, is the fact that you've been praying and you've been crying out and asking God to move. And He's heard your prayers. He's heard your cries. And He responds to His people. Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
Is this not exciting?
It's very
exciting. To be able to see what's taking place?
Yes, because no matter what, God has the final words. It doesn't matter what happened. God has the final words about what's happening and what's about to happen on the face of the earth.
As a matter of fact, I want to take you right there, right now, as Kenneth Copeland, right in the middle of a gathering towards the end of it, he started speaking prophetically. God was revealing what's going to be taking place in this season. It's exciting. Get ready. Although it's going to be some bumpy. Understand this. There's two things going on. It's going to be the best of times and it's going to be the worst of times. Focus on the best of times. The worst of times are happening to people who choose not to go in the right direction. But God's going to protect you. Remember Psalms 91, declare it over your home, declare it over your life. You know, if you hide yourself in the shadow of the Almighty, though these things fly by day, fly by night, it will not come near your dwelling. Let's join Kenneth Copeland now.
What about 2019? Will there be conflicts? Will there be wars, rumors of wars, testings and trials? Yes, there will. But it'll not come nigh you. It'll not come now nigh your household. This United States has come under my protection, saith the Lord Jesus Christ. And I am watching over it the same as I wept over Jerusalem because they would not allow me to watch over them. They wouldn't come to me. But you have come to me, saith the Lord. You have called upon me. I have heard the prayers of my people. I have heard your prayers. And I especially have heard the prayers of people of faith that know how to pray and have sought my name and sought my face. And you have been heard on high, saith the Lord. This is the time that you've been praying about. These are the days that have been coming and coming and coming since the early 1980s when I began to say, and it was prophesied of old, that there would be an outpouring of the Holy Spirit greater than anything that's ever come to this nation, greater than anything, eventually greater than anything that's ever been seen on this planet. Signs and wonders and miracles from on high. Magnificent operations of the Holy Spirit. And many have prayed and prayed and sought me concerning this. Well, it's here, saith. It is here. And not only in the United States. There's great revival taking place across the South Pacific. There's great revival taking place in the islands of the world. There's great revival happening in Australia right now, saith the Lord. I'm moving by my spirit. And you're a major part of it. Be expectant. Expectant in your heart. Not to just have something happen to you, but have something happen through you and around you and because of you. No, 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 no. And again, 1,000 times no. You're not waiting on me. I've been waiting on you, saith the Lord. But things are in order. Your house, the house of this nation, is finally coming in order. I'm not talking about the House of Representatives. I'm not talking about Congress. I'm talking about the people. Glory to God. Amen. I've been handling politicians for many years. And I can take care of them. And your politicians are nothing compared to Pharaoh. And I jerked the slack out of him, and I'm taking care of things in your place too. So rejoice and give me praise, saith the Lord. For I know and I understand, saith the Spirit of grace, that there's great need for an outpouring of my Spirit. I know that. And it's being poured out more than you realize. Because you're only seeing locally. I'm seeing the whole earth. Oh, you have no idea. All you hear in the news is about the government of China. You have no idea. You have no earthly idea what's happening in China. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So give praise, give honor where honor is due, and continue to rejoice, continue to say all is well in the kingdom of God, all is well in the household of faith, and I rejoice that the end is so close. Jesus is coming so soon. Oh, yes, saith the Lord. And I have such a desire to come get you. I have such a yearning to come catch you away. I want this more than you do. But not until our Father says. I don't know. I don't know the day. Neither do you. Oh, but it's soon. It's sooner than you think. It's sooner even than you think. And you think it's sooner than most people do. But I'm coming. Give him praise.
Give him praise. Oh my goodness. All is well with my soul. I want to encourage you that understand there's going to be some bumps in the road, some shakings, some quakings. But focus on the kingdom. Focus on the goodness of God. Realize that God, even though there's a storm and other people are in the storm, you're going to have peace in the midst of it because your God is Jehovah, right? Come on. Your Lord is Jesus Christ. And that a great harvest is going to come in. What brings in a harvest is broken soil. Mm. And that the hardness of people's heart gets broken during difficult times. And you're looking at a shaking and a quaking. And we just recently, you know, saw where five particular leaders of five different church streams in China, just those five leaders alone represented 50 million believers, you know, and they came to, we'll be talking more about this, but they were here in America and several other leaders from China to come to the Church of America and America to China, and Egypt came in. And a powerful turning of the hearts to family and what God's doing. It's just really good, but you got to focus on the goodness of God and this, his hand stronger. My God is able, and begin to prophesy and believe, you know, what God says is true. Just hold on to it. Everything in your flesh may be thinking differently. Don't worry about that. You know, don't listen to the naysayers. Don't watch the negative news going
on. That's right.
Just hold on to God because it's going to be good. God's going to bless you. The great things are going to happen, and his name is going to be glorified. And some of the words are over a billion souls plus young people, which means everybody else coming is included, coming into the Lord. I want to ask you this question. I know we got to go to break. But listen, what does this word do for you? I mean, think about it. What specifically stood out to you? How did it inspire you? How did it encourage you? How did this word that Kenneth Copeland delivered, and it's such an encouraging word. We love Kenneth Copeland and how he's done that. But listen, there's some words in there that really stood out to you. Comment below. Write to us at friends@vfnkb. What you want to hear, it just so encourages us. And also, when you share, our whole tribe that's all around the world will see what you share and it encourages them as well. Right, John?
Yes. Listen, we get right back from this break. We have a prophetic word from Apostle Guillermo Maldonado from King Jesus Ministry, and it's going to bless you and increase your faith for what God's going to do in 2019. You don't want to miss it. Join us when we get right back.
We'll be right back. On April 15th, 1912, the much-promoted unsinkable ship, the Titanic, sank in the North Atlantic after colliding with an iceberg on her maiden voyage to New York City. 1,523 people lost their lives.
Reverend Robert Bateman was on the Titanic planning to meet his wife Emily in New York City before returning to their home in Knoxville, Tennessee, where he'd founded a church in the 1890s. On the night the ship sank, Robert Bateman helped his sister-in-law into a lifeboat, handing her his Bible to give to his wife.
After the death of Emily Bateman this past year, the Bible that survived the Titanic was put on display at the Titanic Museum in Tennessee. The story serves as a reminder of those who have treasured and protected the Bible over the centuries.
Brought to you by Museum of the Bible.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the David Radio program. Every single day we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is Prudent Preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Wow, this is amazing, these prophetic words that are coming out. Listen, God does not do anything unless he reveals it prophetically first. He lets us know in advance what he wants to do. And some of the words that have been given, like I know Dutch Sheets was given a prophetic word that God has 1,000 barges of ancient anointed oil that's going to be poured over this nation, that great awakening is coming, that as we've been declaring that, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. The reason why we pray that is that we got to stop the innocent bloodshed to be able to have the third great awakening. And so God is even doing that when you're seeing, you know, everything being stirred up over this particular issues. But this prophetic word, John, break it down.
Yes, yeah. Listen, there's some key things here the Lord wants to just encourage us with. I know it agrees with my spirit. Where you and I were just talking the other night about what we're hearing from the Lord, that this year is a tremendous year of shifting for the church at large.
Global shift into family.
Yes. Yeah. And so...
which makes moving as the church easier, because if I'm your brother, you love me.
Yeah.
If I'm a stranger... Although you're supposed to take me in.
Yeah. You know, it's
family.
A little challenging.
Yeah,
a little challenging.
Yes, yes.
Well, we want to hear straight from Apostle Guillermo as she shares what the Lord gave him for 2019 and see if it bears witness of what the Lord is showing you. Take a look.
Hello, everyone. I wanted to share with you about 2019, what God is saying for 2019. And what I'm saying God is saying is God doesn't move in years. God moves in times, seasons, and cycles. God, you know, a cycle can last 2, 3 years, 4 years. So we can say 2019, this is the only thing God will do, because we can't limit God to what I'm saying or what anybody else can say. This is what the prophets and apostles that are hearing God in the now are declaring. And some of the things that I declare, I in my personal life, I lived it before the year starts. It's something that God started talking to me. And some other apostles now in the earth that I'm hearing God, and prophets that I'm hearing God. Number one, let me share with you and declare that prophetic word. 219, 19, the number 19 is the number of faith. So this is the year where you will enter and come into a great faith. Not a mustard seed faith, but a big faith. Great faith. This is the year that I want you to start believing things that you never believed before. This is the year you're going to start believing crazy things, you know. Number two is the year of a mega change, mega shift. There's something in the spirit. I remember I was ministering in Las Vegas and I heard this in my room. There's a mega shift taking place in the spirit. Again, three times. A mega shift is taking place in the spirit. I heard that three times. So there's a mega shift taking place. Are you ready for the mega shift? Number three, there's a new economy coming into you. A new economy. What do you mean a new economy? Well, you've been struggling, you've been fighting, and now this is the time God is saying to you, there's a change in your economy. There's a new economy coming into you. Number four, I fulfill the fulfillment of promises, prayers, and prophecies. This is the moment, and this is the time when you will start seeing those prayers that you made for salvation in your family, for healing, for something you were expecting. This is the time, receive that. Number four, you will see an intensity of an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. In other words, the Holy Spirit is moving around the earth and upon the earth. So this is the moment you can see that outpouring in your own life. Number four, unusual manifestations of the glory, the presence, and the majesty of God. I'm expecting, I'm believing for that. Number four, unusual favor and access. There's a lot of people there saying, I need favor, I need access with people in government. So God is releasing favor and access with people, places, and things. Are you ready for that favor? Number four, the suddenness of God. Something suddenly is unexpected, expected. Something will come upon you this year. So please have that expectation of a suddenly of God. And number four, there's an anti, I'm going to repeat again, the suddenness of God. Something suddenly, sudden is coming upon you. Are you ready for that? And number four, there's an end time harvest. There's a great end time harvest of souls that we've never seen before. So this is what I declare, this prophetic word upon you now. The year of the faith, the year of mega shift, the year of new economy, the year of fulfilled promises and prayers.
This is the year of fulfillment. Although you spore several times, we break it down for you. We think about it. You know, the first thing that he was talking about.
Yeah, 19, the number of faith.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because you just finish teaching on this, which
works
is
Works of Faith. Can't wait to be sharing that soon on the program. Yeah.
Yeah. So powerful. So yes. 2019 is the year of faith. Also, the year that will come out, the church will come into a greater faith, yes, which we're seeing.
Right.
Two, it's the year of mega change and mega shift.
And one of the mega shifts that we've talked about on a program earlier, a different program, was it's a global shift into family.
Yeah.
That the church that welcomes Jesus back is going to be family, brothers, sisters, mother, fathers, welcoming our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And when our Father says, "Go get him, son."
Yeah.
And so it'll be a family. It won't be an organization, mm-hmm, you know, an institution. It's going to be the family of God, yeah, crying out for the bridegroom, and all of a sudden the bride cries out, and the Father says, "Go get your bride." Yeah. It's going
to
be awesome.
One of the things the Lord has been showing me about this year of mega shift too is that it's a shift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's going to preeminence in this church again. It's going to get his church back.
Right.
It's about what the Holy Spirit's doing. This. Even when we talked about the Kenneth Copeland's prophecy, the Holy Spirit is doing things all over the world, doing it all the time. We may not be seeing it. We're familiar with the news is sharing.
Right.
But God is moving in these countries, in China and all over the world. It's a beautiful thing.
And it's so important to understand, even when we put in the word "the" in front of Holy Spirit, instead of saying Holy Spirit, we don't
say
the Jesus, the God, because we got to understand that he's a person.
That's right.
Third part of the Godhead. And when Jesus went to go be with the Father, he sent Holy Spirit. Now, I just went over just recently, mm-hmm, and hopefully on the program, over 43 functions of what Holy Spirit does in the church, and that we have to embrace him. And we, those who are led by the Spirit, are sons of God, not those who lead the Spirit.
That's right.
And so, you know, addressing him. And one way we do this, I know we're fixing to talk about a little bit more, but just acknowledge him. He's here. Acts chapter 17 says God's right there. He's just waiting for you to reach out to him. But begin to say this, you know, begin to say to Holy Spirit, "Holy Spirit, I acknowledge you. You're here. I know you're here. Teach me how to have a relationship with you. I know that Jesus sent you. I know that you're of the Father, that you come from the heart of God, and you are leading the church under the leadership of Jesus Christ, and I want to have a relationship
Absolutely.
With you." Another is to understand that you can offend, like you can offend a person, you can offend the Holy Spirit, and he can draw back. I mean, so all you have to do is to say, you know, "Forgive me for offending you. Maybe it was something you said, how you treated people harshly. You weren't kind, you weren't loving, or something like that." Understand, he will kind of back up from that.
Yeah.
He's like real gentle. He's not a dove. They describe him as a dove.
That's right. He's a person.
He's a person.
Between John 14, I believe John 14 through 16, Jesus refers to Holy Spirit as he himself over 19 times, you know? And so, personality, he has a personality. But the thing about the Holy Spirit, too, is that Jesus and the Holy Spirit were completely inseparable. And one of the ways that we believe that we have grieved him and offended him is by doing what God's called us to do, which is everything that we're doing, because it's all ministry, it's all love for God, in the works of our flesh, and not depending on Holy Spirit to empower
not
us,
being
to
led
teach
by
us,
him.
To train us.
Doing it his way.
Yeah, to guide us.
And he's so important. You know, when you're baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. Understand this, that this is what Jesus said. He says, "You can talk about my daddy, and you can talk about me, but if you talk the wrong way about Holy Spirit,
watch out.
You can have eternal consequences." He's awesome. He's relevant. He's the one that does the works of God, the miracles of God, the administration, different things that are going on. It's God. He's communicating through his Spirit to us. And so begin to have a relationship with him, and you won't have to just catch what God's saying on VFN TV. VFN TV will be an amen to you, because Holy Spirit would have told you more. Listen, we've got to go to this break. John, take us to the break, and what's coming up
next? Listen, we get back from this break, we're going to actually continue.
Questions. Oh, we want to hear from you.
Yes, but we're not done. We get back from this break, we're going to be sharing some more about what this word has, this prophetic word that God's releasing, and we're going to give you the opportunity to make sure you comment below and let us know what part of this word bore witness with you. What is the Holy Spirit highlighting to you in your spirit about what God is doing in 2019? This is so exciting. Don't miss it. We'll be joining us in a few.
We'll be right back.
We're so excited about our new book, I Will Fight, Strategies for Your Success. You got to have a strategy and you got to fight. It's not about a physical fight, but you got to fight. And guess what? If you fight, you win. You'll be successful. This book is about transforming your thoughts, about what your beliefs, the decisions that you're making, about speaking. What you say is so powerful, and what you do, what you're saying, the actions you take. And quitting, don't quit. Listen, success and failure quite often is just 5 more minutes. And finally, think about this. So many people talk about you should do this and you should do this and you should do this. And look what they're doing. They're not doing nothing. You can't let people tell you you should do this. You should. As a matter of fact, they can't be putting their should on you. This is so important. Listen, we want to bless you with your free copy of I Will Fight, Strategies for Your Success. You can get it at VFNKB.com. That's VFNKB.com. Get your free copy today.
The idea of authority in dealing with children has fallen into disrepute in recent years, and it's no wonder.
For Family Talk, here's Dr. James Dobson.
The moment you even use the word authority, there are people who mistakenly think you're referring to harshness and anger. They picture a father who rules with an iron fist, and when he speaks, everybody jumps because they're afraid not to. Properly defined, however, authority means respected leadership. And without respect for leadership, you have no leadership. And without leadership, you have anarchy, chaos, and very real danger. One day when our kids were younger, I remember watching their hamster run around his cage. He was gnawing on the bars and trying to lift the cage door, doing everything he could to escape. Then about 5 feet away, I noticed our little dachshund Siggy watching the hamster from the safety of the shadows. His ears were pointed straight up, and I knew exactly what he was thinking. Come on, baby. Break through to freedom. I'll give you a ride you'll never forget. Now, if that little hamster had been so unfortunate as to achieve his desire for freedom, he'd been dead in seconds. You see, even loving discipline can seem like a cage to a child sometimes. But young children lack the perspective to see what awaits them beyond the bars. If you love your kids, lead them. You have the authority to take charge at home. Use it.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
You know, we're just continuing with this prophetic word. It's so encouraging.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, we just left the break. We were on number four, right?
Number three.
And these are words that were given by?
Apostle Guillermo Maldonado of King right. Jesus Ministry in Miami, I believe.
Okay.
Yes, number three is a new economy is coming into you.
Prophetically. It's a prophetic word.
But receive it. When a prophetic word is released, it's the spirit of Jesus Christ, prophesied spirit of prophecy, is receive it by faith and declare that over you. And as we've been talking on this program many times,
right.
Blessed to be a blessing. This new economy is not for more things and stuff, but it's for us to continue to advance God's kingdom and share his love all over the world.
Well, you know, John, the Lord's been really revealing that to me, you know, and I spoke on the wealth transfer that's coming and why
yes.
it's coming. And we'll hopefully make that available to you somewhere you can find it at vfnkb.com. Yeah. But also at the beginning of my book, it's the reason why I wrote I Will Fight is because you need to position yourself for this new economy. You know, we need men and women of God who love God in every mountain of culture so that God can trust you with great wealth, a great influence, and you have to be prepared for that. It doesn't just automatically happen. So the whole book I open up with this prophetic dream God gave me about, you know, God's whistle. God has a whistle. He says he blows the whistle and he gathers the nations. And he said specifically that this whistle, God's whistle, is going to take diamonds, right? Mm. And of course, I was shaking a little bit. But then I just said, you know, in this vision, I said, let there be diamonds. And diamonds just appeared right there on the bedspread. I gathered them, poured them down the whistle, and all of a sudden the world began to come. It's going to be a wealth transfer that brings in the harvest. Justice is going to come down on the evildoer. He's going to deal with the evildoer. But when that happens, a great release of resources. We're not going to be able to go over all of them. We're going to have to close out in prayer right here. But listen, you can find out more. Get the book, I Will Fight. But I want to pray with you right now. Father God, we just thank you for everyone that's watching and listening, God, that you would bring healing to their life, that you would shift the economy of their heart, Father God, and move past a poverty mentality and move into a place that can handle great wealth and great resources and great influence, God. And dear God, we ask you, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. And I want to remind you how easy it is. How easy is it? Loving God, loving others, and leading others to do the same. God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
John, I was invited to come, you know, speak at a particular place at this gathering, and I'm there. I'm going to begin speaking, but I wanted to be able to kind of, you know, say something funny at first. And so I was telling him about this particular man, and I'll just tell them this is how I did it. This is what I said. So I kind of changed my voice, and this is a real kind of goofy dude. You know, he's talking. He goes, and they're looking at me like I'm crazy, by the way, and I'm talking to them. I was in this place the other day, and was in this particular state, and they were talking, you know, about regions, you know, in the country, and you know, they called them like stupid people, you know, and I just thought that is just not right, because you shouldn't call you know, just certain regions, you know, of the country just stupid people, and I just said it wasn't right. So when I got home, you know, I was in my house, and then I decided to go in the backyard, you know, and I wanted to be out. Look for some stupid people in my backyard, right? And I locked myself out my house. And, you know, I'm trying to get back in. I can't get back in. So I go up to the front door, and I'm knocking on the front door. And as I'm trying to, you know, get into the front door, nobody's in the house, and I can't get in. And the police show up. And they say, freeze! And I'm like, oh, my goodness. Put your hands. I held my hands up, and they said, what are you doing? I said, I'm looking for stupid people. And they just looked right at me with shock.